Welcome to the Fuller Monday Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 15th of March, recording at, looks like it's 9:35 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. It's still quiet conditions, and we saw mostly small declines in the Asian stock markets. That was repeated in Europe, mostly below 1%. It was also repeated in the Americas, except there was a late recovery by Wall Street, which pushed the Dow and the S&P up a tiny fraction, and NASDAQ was slightly lower. And elsewhere, the U.S. dollar was firmer here today. Generally, but within ranges overall. For instance, the Asian dollar index ran into a little bit of resistance, I think temporary resistance, near its three previous highs within a broad range. The euro slipped a little bit back to 136.23 as I speak. Precious metals were down and then scored some gains as Wall Street firmed a bit. But again, the emphasis is on quiet here today. Gold is trading right now at $1,109. Silver at $1,711. What else to mention? Industrial metals were easier here today. Crude oil also fell. That's back down to $79.80. Natural gas continued what's been a slow, steady drift. And the soft commodities, mostly a little bit easier, although soybeans up just a tad. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, I think the main story is that stock markets, having had the better part of 5 weeks on the upside, have taken a breather. And we're seeing a consolidation of gains. In Asia, though, there is some legitimate concern over the China tightening that we have seen. It's really all credit tightening so far, but people do fear that that will lead to interest rate tightening at a later stage. And my own take on this is that what we're actually seeing is some prudent measures on the part of the Chinese government to prevent bubbles from forming. Well, arguably we had somewhat of a bubble in the property market, but they've moved quickly against that, and it's something that they've done before, and I think they're doing that in order to maintain, to sustain the long-term growth story, which is really very, very strong. There are also supply issues which had weighed on the Chinese stock market, but my own feeling is that it's in a buying range rather than a selling range right now, although we may have to be patient. If the market's out of fashion, and meaning that people don't want to buy it, then it can drift here. But overall, the background for equities is really quite bullish. Now, I did mention, though, that in the beginning that we are a little overbought, a little overextended. That's necessitating some consolidation of those 4 or 5 week gains that that I mentioned, and that's but that's unlikely to be more than a minor pause, in my opinion. The bond markets are basically okay. In other words, there's no real upward pressure on long-term interest rates here at the moment. When I look at some of the patterns, UK gilts, for instance, those 10-year yields, which are above 4%, and it looks like they could and will go higher over the medium term, but not immediately. And the same can be said for long-dated yields for the other bond markets. Again, the patterns are showing eventual upside potential, but we may escape that for the next few months at least. Now, what else to mention? The European stock markets and Wall Street have shown a little bit of relative strength during this last rally. I think the U.S. has also been helped by this natural gas story. Beg your pardon, this well, it is natural gas, but it's shale gas story, which is very big, and I think people are only just beginning to appreciate the extent to which this may well be a game changer. Now, both Owen and I have written extensively about that today, so I won't go into any more detail on that in this audio. I would expect a little bit more ranging, but then I think stock market in a consolidation, a narrow consolidation, but then I expect stock markets to go higher. Partly because the chart patterns are well underpinned by the long previous trading range, which began in September or October of last year and carried through really into well into February. So I think that will support the higher levels. There are no serious problems that I can see on the horizon in terms of changing situations. Yes, there are old problems. I mean, you take the United States, we know that unemployment is still high as it is in European countries. We know that while the money markets are working, that there's not a great deal of demand taking place there, because consumers are building cash levels. Institutions are not too interested in borrowing, but they show good profitability overall because they cut costs so much. So, and we also know that there are scary stories. Well, they're more than stories. I think they're scary realities regarding the adjustable rate mortgages and the number of foreclosures that will take place in the U.S. housing market this year and particularly next year. But those are known knowns, as Donald Rumsfeld would have said. And in other words, they're well out there in the marketplace. There's nothing new about any of that news. We've known it for well over a year. What is good news is that the global economy remains or continues to firm, led by fuller money themes, China-led emerging markets, India doing well. The West has come out of this in weak shape, but far better off than people were forecasting this time last year. So it's not a bad outlook. It's a favorable outlook for stock markets because monetary policy remains accommodative. Now, what about precious metals? Keep an eye on platinum and particularly palladium. Palladium had been the leader. It's a thin market. It wouldn't take much in the way of an upward dynamic or two to push palladium up into new high ground. It looks like it's consolidating near the old high, and I'm talking about the high back in December. And so it wouldn't take much to reaffirm that overall upward trend. And ditto platinum, which is generally steady. If we get that, and you know I do place a lot of emphasis on commonality, any sector that has a lot in common, single out the leaders, and they'll give you the best preview of what's going to happen in the rest of the pack. But so if we get new highs on palladium and platinum, I think we'll see some further seasonal strength in both gold and silver, and there's a good chance that that will take place. Meanwhile, don't be too surprised if we get sort of quiet action here for a little longer in most markets during this lull, but there's nothing sinister that I can see in the lull. That means I would expect most of the so-called risk asset markets to move higher over the medium term. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.